If you've been told you need a filling crown or a root canal, get a second opinion at Dental Pros of Utah and American Fork. They utilize the latest biomimetic techniques to rebuild your teeth in order to prevent ever having to get crowns or root canals later in life. DentalProsOfUtah.com, 801-756-0360. That's 801-756-0360. Let's welcome in a big cougar roar to Sione Kitty Kitty. What's up, Sione?
What up? What up? Thank you.
Living the dream, baby. We're talking.
He's great at introductions, isn't he? He just makes you feel so good about yourself.
He did. It made me feel a little warm and fuzzy.
Yeah, everyone has a, you know, I love Dewey Gray, right? I love his sermons. And he says everybody in the BYU story has... plays a part, right? For Criddle, he's a semicolon, right? For Darnell, maybe he's the exclamation point. For Sione Kinney, he's got a nice paragraph because he's kind of a wizard behind the curtain type of guy. You never hear about Sione until until he kind of shows up on ESPN 960, right? So we're trying to educate people on all things BYU football, and Sione is definitely a part of that BYU story. He was a Ute for a moment. He's come back to the fold. He's
just for a little bit.
Just to gain experience,
yeah,
right?
Pretty much.
Well, we appreciate you spending some time with us. The reason why we're having you on, because we want to talk about the More to Life Foundation, but in particular this tournament. I've educated the BYU fans that listen to our show. You can sign up at CoachKalani.com. There may be a foursome still available. I'm not sure right now. I haven't gone to the website to check and see if it is all filled up, but Sione, let's talk about this More to Life Foundation, what Kalani Sitake is trying to accomplish. The mission statement is this: to inspire disadvantaged youth by engaging them in life mentoring, educational, and athletic opportunities. Where did this start? Why does Kalani want to engage with the youth and give them these opportunities?
It kind of started last year. We were kind of bouncing around the idea, and it was mostly for our players also. We thought that they're in a pretty special situation where they can touch lives. Not only at BYU, but also afterwards. And so we kept talking, and the main theme that kept coming up is like, you know, there's more to life than just football, or there's more to life than, you know, what their circumstances might be. And so that's kind of how it came about. And then all of a sudden one day he came up to me, he's like, I started the More to Life Foundation. I was like, I love the name. Mm-hmm. I love the name. And so that's how it came about. And so we kind of played with some of the ideas last year, and then this year just kind of came into fruition.
Well, I think that bringing people to BYU and having them experience BYU is one thing. Going out and bringing BYU to the rest of the world is another thing. It does cost some money, but yeah. I think it's well worth the lessons that are learned, yeah. The impact that you make, also, just the fruits of, in so many different ways, like what you essentially end up bearing, right? Yeah. And so talk to me about the trip back to Harlem and that experience and how it benefited the team.
Harlem was... I served my mission in Harlem. And so...
Was this... Like, I mean, obviously it was connected to the Lavelle Edwards and Patty Edwards too. Yeah. And they always wanted to go back there and contribute. Yeah. But were you also a part of that idea? Hey, we need to go back to Harlem? How did that happen?
So when Patty and Lavelle was there serving their mission, I was there. And so I got to eat dinner with them a few times. And so it was like the greatest thing ever for me. Because here's this coach that I idolized. And so going to dinner with them was cool. And seeing what he did with Harlem in football was a great idea. And then when we started thinking about reaching out to communities, Harlem came up. And so when they said Harlem, my ears kind of perked up. And I was like, I'm all for it. I'll be the point guy. Let me contact the guys out there. And so we did. And so we found the Harlem Jets. And they were great. They were phenomenal and on that side of New York. And so taking our players out there was great. The service project was phenomenal. But being like 13 years removed from Harlem, you kind of forget how rough life could be out there. One of the things that kind of touched us the most, the players and the staff, was we were putting together hygiene kits for the homeless. And that was part of the stations that the kids were going through. And the kids were all happy because they thought it was for them. And like, it just reminded me like how rough life could be. Like, they might have a roof over their head, but probably don't have much after that. And so some of the kids were like, who's this for? Do I get to take this home? And we're like, oh, we're putting this together, you know, the notes and everything for the homeless. And they're like, oh, because I could really use this too.
And a new toothbrush.
Yeah, a new toothbrush, yeah. some shampoo,
anything like that.
Anything like that. And so it kind of touched us, and we were lucky enough that we ordered a ton of stuff. And so at the end of it, you know, we gave out them T-shirts and bags and all that, all their swag bag, and you know, we brought out the box and we're like, hey, whatever you need in these boxes, you guys go ahead and take it. And so even the parents came out and they grabbed as much as they could. And so after seeing that, we realized, you know, we could do some real good in that community. And I think for the players, they realized that, you know, there's more to life than football, and that they could touch these kids in a special way. And for those kids, they realized that, you know, they don't have to be a circumstance of their community or their upbringing, that there is more to life outside of Harlem. And so, and that's what this is all about, is just serving everybody.
Inspire, elevate, yep. Serve, inspire, elevate, and you can make changes in not only other people's lives, but you'll be surprised at the fruits that that come in your own life. The mission: to inspire disadvantaged youth by engaging them in life mentoring, educational, and athletic opportunities. Go to CoachKalani.com and learn more about the More to Life Foundation golf tournament tomorrow. There may be a foursome still available. $500. Shotgun start 8:30. Rub shoulders with the BYU staff. Sione Kenny's going to be here. You probably don't know enough about Sione. Get to know him. Kalani, Ty, all the gang's going to be here. Talk to Coach Empey. Be like, Coach, hey, is your boy coming to BYU? Put some pressure on him. You know, I know he's not supposed to recruit even his own son while on the mission, but we want to. You got to find out these things, and the only way to find these things out is to come out here and maybe support a foundation that you need to get to know a little bit better.
So, you know, your position, director of player development, yep. It was kind of new when you got into it. Are you surprised when these kind of opportunities come up that maybe there's something you didn't even envision that you'd be doing?
Yeah. When Kalani first called me, I thought I'd be in the recruiting role because that's what we did at Utah. And when he went to Oregon State, I still kept in contact. And the kids I came across, I saw, and I'd shoot them a text and be like, hey, this kid, you got to check out this kid and all that. And so when he called me to come up, and I was like, yeah, I thought I'd be more involved in recruiting. And then when he brought up the idea of player development, I was like, you know, that's a pretty good challenge. I'm all over it. And so as the year went by and as things are starting to come together, I actually love it. I actually love it because we have a few ideas that we're batting around for our players. I know one of the sticking points in our recruiting is that we want to set up these kids for not just life at BYU, but life afterwards, whether that is going into the NFL or whatever career path they take. And so we're starting to set up a few things where we can get them mentors that can really set them off in the right path so that once they leave BYU, they got a great career and they can take care of their families and themselves. And so,
well, I think it's critical, because whenever you're going back to recruiting, I know if you go into my home and you're recruiting me and my parents, are more concerned not about the football opportunity. They're more concerned about the life after football.
Yeah.
What's going to happen to him after football? What are the resources available to him as far as jobs and connections are concerned? And you need mentors. You need people involved in that realm. It's not just about football. I know that there are teams along in the West Coast, even up on the Hill, they struggle with those same issues. And BYU has a tremendous opportunity to take advantage of that. And they have so many people that want to give back, but sometimes they just don't know how.
Yeah.
And they need someone to reach out to them and say, hey, this is where we need you right now. This guy is looking at this particular field. Can you help him get into this? Or what does he need to do in order to get into that field?
Yep. And so I've been working with a few guys, and we're getting in contact with them, and we're trying to set up a program where we can have BYU is deep with connections.
So deep, yeah.
So deep. I did not realize how deep they were with connections. And so we're trying to set up a program where they can come speak to our players in next spring. Hopefully we can roll it out and then have kind of like a business day so that they're accustomed to that interviewing and talking to these guys. Because I know sometimes some of our players, they get really shy around execs and around guys that they perceive have a lot of money. They get really shy and they clam up. And so if we can get these guys more vocal and show the other side of football, you know, that these guys are real true leaders on and off the field. And so that's what we're trying to pursue with these guys, and let them know that, you know, after football, these guys will help you. and, you know, it'll carry on, and then hopefully you can give back to the program.
Indeed. What's something that BYU fans should know about Sione? I mean, I got to ask at least some personal question. I know you're married to your wonderful wife, Mele. You have five children, or is the sixth already here?
Sixth is already here.
Already here.
And she's a handful.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, I think I'm done. I'm done.
He's multiplied, replenished. You've done your job, man. You've done your work, man.
Yeah. I'm more of a quiet guy. I like just sticking behind the scenes. And so when Kalani tries to put me in front of stuff, I'm like, that's not me. I'm not that guy, and so.
I know I had to twist your arm to get in here, but I appreciate you coming in and telling us a little bit about the Mortal Life Foundation and everything that you're doing and everything that BYU's doing. We'll be here tomorrow. Darnell, last question.
Last question. You develop a lot of good personal relationships with these players.
Yep.
Beyond what most people see. What can you tell us about just overall as a group that these kids are like outside of practice and outside of their persona as a BYU football player?
Oh, these guys, they're more sincere than people realize. Like, you probably look at football players and think they're just these big, rough jocks or whatever, but these guys at BYU, they're pretty mature guys and they're really sincere guys, and they'll run through a brick wall for Kalani and anything that we ask them. And so people don't realize, before we did the More to Life, they were already out in the community helping out as much as they could. Doing service projects, and they're not looking for any kind of recognition or anything. That's just how they're brought up. And we're very fortunate to walk into that. And so we feel lucky that we have great kids to be around. And it truly is a brotherhood. With these kids, like, they're a family, and when they say they're a family, they truly are a brotherhood. And so it's a blessing for us to be around that. Mm-hmm.
Sione, big Cougar Roar to you. We salute you. We appreciate your time that you spent with us today. We'll see you tomorrow here at Thanksgiving Point Golf Course, the More to Life Foundation annual golf tournament. If you've been told you need a filling crown or a root canal, get a second opinion at Dental Pros of Utah and American Fork. They utilize the latest biomimetic techniques to rebuild your teeth in order to prevent ever having to get crowns or root canals later in life. DentalProsOfUtah.com, 801-756-0360. That's 801-756-0360.